The story's gone viral about this teacher that got locked up for putting his hands on one of his students.
Crazy already.
Yeah. Try to choke him out.
All right.
Here's the thing. We're going to open up these phone lines. 833-730-6377. Don't call me blank. Don't call me blank. Guess this kid kept calling his teacher, bruh.
Okay, I kind of feel that.
It's not a big deal. It's just
the teacher's like, I'm not bruh, I'm sir. Do not call me bruh. I'm sure a lot of teachers feel like this. I'm sure parents feel like this with their kids. I know for a fact, Sienna hates when her niece calls her bruh.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I kind of feel this. However, I don't think I would choke out a kid over it, but I understand his anger.
I'm here starting a GoFundMe for a bail for this teacher because I know people are tired of these kids calling you bruh. And I guess he was calling them in a disrespectful way. Mm-hmm. So when the teacher told the kid, my name is sir, don't call me bruh. He's like, oh, sorry, little bruh. The teacher lost it, started choking the kid out.
Yeah, the kid knew what he was doing. He was being a smart butt about it.
You can't put your hands on the students' teachers. We all know that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and as a certified teacher in this room, for someone who went to Arizona State Secondary Education Political Science, anyone who called me by my first name, that was what I had an issue with. You had to call me Mr. Whitfield. So it's kind of like the bruh equivalent.
So, okay, can we role play?
Sure.
I'm the student. You're you.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, John, what's the homework assignment?
No, Joey. It's Mr. Whitfield.
My bad, John.
I don't want to have to tell you again. Otherwise, that's going to be
detention. But John is your name.
Okay, enough. Straight to detention, sir.
And scene. So you just sent him to detention?
Yeah, because you just don't want to put up with it. You know, the more, you know, outs you try to give a kid, the more they're just going to mess with, you know, the teacher. Like
when you were a substitute teacher, did you ever want to, like, did you ever pump fake a kid?
Dude, I threw a pencil at a kid.
You threw a pencil?
Yeah, he had his head down. And I threw a pencil and said, wake up. Didn't realize that. He was like, oh, that could have hit me in the eye. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is why I don't want to be a teacher.
Yeah, my dad has to deal with this on a daily basis.
That's right, your dad's a teacher.
Yeah, he tries not to bicker back and forth with them, but he doesn't want to, like, let up on them. So he tries to be super stern with them. But, yeah, they call him bro, bruh, all the things, and he hates it.
Oh, God. Not saying the teacher's right.
I mean, he's trying to discipline him, and probably back in the day, you know, without cell phones, this is how you discipline the kids. You know,
choke them out.
Yeah, you just choke them out.
There used to be a thing called a paddle, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
Don't call me blank.
833-730-6377.
Omar in Phoenix, what you got?
Well, I'm still young, so when they serve me.
You
don't like being served.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 32.
At what age do people say sir, or like it's appropriate? Because I feel like if kids are raised with, you know, good habits and something, everyone older than them is sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like 30 warrants sir.
30 does not warrant sir.
No?
I'm not going to let her do that. No, because in my opinion, whenever I've called someone sir, they had gray hair.
Yeah, I'd say it's like 50 in the 50s.
Yeah, I was going to say 50.
Okay, maybe push it up to at least 40.
Really? Like, I feel like I lived in Houston for a year doing radio, and there were little kids. If you were like, say you're Cruz's age, my son, he's 11. If someone's even in their 20s and like, here you go, like, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It's different where you grew up, though, because I do my best friend lives in Mississippi, and his kids say yes, sir, to everything.
Which I like.
But I think, are you describing it like a random person calling you sir, not how they grew up or
teenagers.
Where they grew up? Yeah,
teenagers.
Yeah.
Especially at a drive-thru.
Wait,
here's your change, sir.
Yeah. It's just a customer service.
I know. Just manners.
Yeah, but no, to his opinion, if you're a teenager giving your burger and fries to another teenager went to the drive-thru, you want to say, here's your change, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants.
I feel like I still look young, so that's what bothers me sometimes.
He's in his feelings.
Or when they buddy me.
Buddy!
See, buddy was on my list, right? Because buddy. I don't like when women call me buddy, sir, friend.
Okay, why for the buddy?
Because it just immediately puts you in the friend zone. And whenever someone said, yeah, buddy, okay. Even if a guy called me buddy, that makes me even more upset because now he's like being inferior to me. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
all right, buddy.
What about Bud?
I'm trying to brush you off or something.
Bud maybe is in the same category.
Because we have a friend that calls us Bud or Buddy. Hey,
that's
Bud.
Way different because he says it nicely.
So it's the way you say it.
It's the way you call me Bud. Like, all right, Bud. Okay. Bud is okay. I'm okay
Bud
with
is okay.
Bud.
Buddy.
Buddy. Is.
Buddy and sir.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Yeah. I can tell what race you are, JD, by Buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he really bothers you.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, all right, my guy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Drive to the second window, please.
All right. Don't tell me what to do.
Hey!
Bye.